This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hour one, G-Bag Nation, 105.3 The Fan. I hope you're having a fantastic day. We're off and running. General at your service. If you see me, bear me. There's Broadus, former Cowboy Scout Super Bowl champion. Something funny, Brian?
Yeah. There's a, well, they can do that on an app, can't they?
Yeah.
Can't they? Why do you have to be inconvenienced?
What's the name of that app that people send you documents? DocuSign.
DocuSign, yeah.
Right? That's how I get my vehicles with D&M Leasing. I'm hearing from Wolchuk over here. There's a snafu. He's got to go into the dealership and like redo all the documents. You know, I got to sit there and sign everything. You can bang that out in 3 minutes with an app. Be like, hey, sorry, busy life over here. Mm-hmm. While you're making thousands of dollars off me selling me this vehicle, just send me a DocuSign app, okay? If not, then I'm just going to bring it back. Yeah. How about that? And then, boom, guess what's going to pop up in your email? There's Lucius Alexander over there at Pimp Cup Master Control here fixing to go 4. You do have Wolchuk and Giafalo. Sorry, I feel like I'm treading on thin ice here. My bad.
No, I like it. I'd love to get this fixed. I mean, we got
to
handle
this for you? Hi, Zach, yeah, Wolchuk over here. Yeah. Send me the DocuSign app.
Send it over.
Yeah. Send me the link, okay? Can't believe you guys screwed this up.
Already spent hours there.
Yeah.
Wasting a Saturday.
Time is money, right? I'm going to send you a bill for my time.
Crazy.
Okay, yeah. We're
But if you had to go in, would you kick and scream?
I wouldn't go in, Brian. You know, there's certain things that are non-negotiable. And one is if I'm doing business,
right?
If I'm doing business with you and you're making all of the money, yeah, you're going to be the one inconvenienced on the other side of one of these snafus.
Yeah, you shouldn't have messed this thing up, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Pretty big mess up.
Yeah, I had to go, I mean, as a sales guy in the car business.
What if you wrecked the car?
I had to go put out fires myself.
That's a great question.
I screwed something up. Hey, these documents now, if they have to be hand signed, I'm going to have to, I got to commute to wherever Mr. Customer is and fix the flub.
Yeah, that's customer service right there.
There was a flub.
It was a big flaw.
I don't care what Dan Marino says.
Hey, Brandon's a big time toll over there. Maybe he can take care of us.
Brando. I wouldn't be surprised.
Shout out to you, Brandon.
I would not be surprised. And salute to everybody involved. Sorry if I offended you.
Nope.
Cowboys OTA's media availability this afternoon. We've already heard from Schottenheimer. We're going to get some player interviews again. I loved last week player interviews. Especially the Tyler Guyton one.
Yeah.
Well, Chuck, you watched the Tyler Guyton full OTA interview from last week?
And he definitely took some cues from Tyron Smith. He was very short. Concise.
Short and focused. You know,
he was locked in.
And accountable.
Ice.
And
yeah.
You know, and I think inspiring, you know, as far as could he be good enough to make you believe this offensive line as a whole could take a step forward this year. So, you know, full mini camp is going to start next week, June 10th. And one of the reports is Micah Parsons is going to be there, according to Brian Schottenheimer, after conversations
with
him.
Mandatory, yeah.
Krusty's corners coming up at 3:40.
We'll see if we can get pulled up from the, I would like to go through and see. I don't have the opportunity to go watch the practice. I think next week we got a day game, so I might get to go watch it. But that Thursday practice could be like a, hey, well, you guys had a great camp. Goodbye to everybody. And then they cancel
the mock game.
One of those things. Yeah.
So we got no show Thursday. We could go to practice.
Right. So we got a day game next week.
Okay.
So, well, I'm saying that as I'm out of town, though.
Oh, yeah, you've got a wedding to go to.
I got
to
a wedding next week.
That's right.
I forgot. Thursday, Friday, I'm gone.
If you need Scout Gavin to make an appearance and scout these guys up for you,
I would
Brian,
love for you.
Just give me a checklist.
I'd love for you to go and scout them up.
Okay. Nick Harris saying Stephen Jones on if the team is looking at any post-June 1 additions. Quote, we don't have anything that's on the front burner.
All right.
That's off of Nick Harris Star Telegram's Twitter account as he caught a little video with Stephen Jones there.
Yeah, we kind of thought, Eric and I did a Love of the Star this morning, and we even brought it up that if there's going to be some type of activity, it would have to happen between June 1 and, say, June 15th. Because after June 15th, you're not going to find anybody here. Whether in the front office, coaching staff, players, guys will stay behind and do work and stuff like that that has to have to work the rehab guys and stuff. But you're not going to get anything done after the 15th. We won't see those guys until we get to Oxnard on the 21st of July. It's that the whole league, that's the 1 4-week period that the league just shuts down and says we're not doing anything.
Sorry, the Cowboys love a good like August 10th signing.
Yeah, we'll be out in Oxnard
by an August 12th signing.
They'll be working out corners, you know, and then we'll figure out, okay, here's who they add. Just like last year with Carl Lawson and Linville Joseph. I'm starting to wonder if this post June 1 thing might be it's just overhyped now.
It is.
Nothing really happens.
Well, it is. It is overhyped when you say, okay, well, we're not going to sign anybody else in free agency. Or we're not going to make any trades or anything like that. The next thing to do is post June 1, and then what kind of players are on the post June 1 list? Is there anybody worth going after?
We're not seeing an influx of like vets being cut.
No. Bingo. You know? Yeah, exactly.
And I guess now you can release them earlier, and you just designate that post June 1.
Right.
Yeah, you get one of those. So if you have multiple guys that you want to kind of go that route with, then this would be the time to let go of the other dudes, but...
I was looking back through previous seasons, like over the last 10 years last night, and I was trying to figure out what the hell happened in 2018. They held teams to 3.8 yards per attempt.
Yeah.
That was our old buddy, Mr. Antoine Woods. And that's why I think this portion of free agency, what is this, like D-level free agency, where these guys are like, their careers are on life support.
Yeah.
Sometimes a guy,
guys waiting around,
yeah,
maybe not wanting to go to camp.
There
that
you go.
Kind of thing.
Well, they also got tremendous linebacker play that year. That was Vander Esch's rookie year, and that was the 1 year Jalen Smith was really good.
Yeah. And that was pretty good. You know, but what they had was a pretty good defensive line and athletic fast linebackers that could fly, plus defensive backs that tackled really well. You know, it was kind of like a team effort, but I kind of said that to be like, we don't need all-world dudes everywhere. Like, Jalen Smith was really on one leg. Leighton Vander Esch was never a great linebacker, and he was that his rookie year or
that was
second
his rookie year?
His,
that was probably his best season. Yeah.
You know, I think it was Byron Jones who was giving you no turnovers but really solid coverage and tackling.
Good tackle, yeah. Absolutely.
You know, I think those are the kind of guys that, you know, but I mean the bad tackling is just so inside the bones of this team right now, and it might be too much to ask for totally fix it. I just don't want like the 30th worst run defense in the league. You know, just kind of like the Rangers offense. Can we get to top 18? Can we be sniffing average? Yeah, I also loved the shoddy quote. He said the Cowboys aren't hiding from the burden of the Super Bowl. He says it's exciting, you know, the opportunity that they have.
I just hope that everything that he has done, all the goodwill and stuff that with the players in that locker room that he's built in this period since he's been named the head coach works out for him. I just don't want all this to come slamming back on him if this team starts 1-5 or something like that.
Oh, for sure.
Hey, look, we're having fun, ping pong table. Look, where you know, and then when you start off poorly, then it turns into that. You know, all the kumbaya feeling that we had to start this thing when it mattered to play games. This team can't get it done. You know, I hope for him that the goodwill that he's built with the players that they actually play hard for him. And that they have success. Because if they don't, all we're going to talk about then is, well, did they really prepare? Did they really try and do everything?
We need, and you know, I think that's a great point, Brian, because we need this. As fans, we need Schottenheimer to win this. Because he has a plan for insulating the culture from the Joneses. He has a plan for being multiple on offense and defense. He's looking at things like modern coaches are. While having been in the building for the last 4 years, he has a toolkit for navigating. And I don't know the next chance you'll get a chance to have a coach that could push through all the things that comes with this job. You know, like it was Parcells, and then it was nobody. And it still hasn't been anybody. Nobody's been good enough as a coach for this football team since Parcells. And now maybe this guy could be it.
I really do hope. I hope the best for him because, you honestly, the people in the building, and not just the players, but the people that I know that work over there in .com and work in the equipment office and all that, I mean, they're all excited about it. It seems to be there. They feel like a, if you want to say, a breath of fresh air. I hope it works, because if it doesn't, then it, you know, then it's just, it's same old crap. You know, they tried this, tried that. It's never going to work. You know, I want it to work for this guy, because I think he's got the best interest of the football team in heart. I really do.
I loved his answer about the Legends Day that they had. And I think Todd asked him, like, does that create pressure? Can that be hard on the team? And he said, no. When you have a head coach that stands up here and talks about winning a championship every day, like, we're embracing that. Yeah. We're embracing the history of this team. And I do think that's been lost here.
Yeah, I'll tell you where it was lost.
Garrett.
Well, no, Bill Parcells bringing in, like, Jim Burt, like, former Giants players. You know, what are you trying to teach your guy? Oh, this guy, Jim Burt, he knew how to play. Yeah, Jim Burt knew how to play nose tackle. Big deal. Mm-hmm. You know, but if
you had a guy named Randy White.
Yeah, if you're going to embrace the history of the Dallas Cowboys since 1960, you very well can do that. The Roger Staubachs of the world, the Drew Pearsons of the world. You know, there's a lot of guys, Randy White, you mentioned, there are a lot of guys they can bring in, and you can learn a lot about the history, along with the Michael Irvins. And the thing I appreciate about Michael Irvin and Emmitt Smith and those guys, I think they've been really honest about what this team is, you know? And sometimes you don't get your stars to do that.
No.
They're not interested in going after somebody. But these Absolutely. Michael Irvin and
these legends are now.
No, yeah. they are not interested in sugarcoating anything. Nope. And I really appreciate about that. But yeah, you know, I think that Shoddy, yeah, he's that's the right way to do it. Don't bring in players that a lot of problems is, though, these players who are currently playing, they don't know these guys. Yeah. A lot of them weren't even born.
Teach them the history.
They weren't even born. And so sometimes you have to, if these players are smart, they'll take advantage of getting to talk to Michael Irvin, getting to talk to Emmitt Smith, getting to talk to Roger Staubach. Yeah. You know, you got to take advantage of those things. Like, a lot of players don't take advantage of those opportunities, because it is a great bit of history lesson for you to learn. And as you're playing, you're like going, wow, okay, I see what we're doing here.
Yeah, you know, I mentioned Garrett as the thing that broke that because Garrett was so focused on the process. That was a different way that sort of legend thing.
He wasn't always interesting guys coming around.
No, I think the point I was going to make is he wasn't interested in, like, creating this do or die moment, because we were just going to trust the process. Yeah. And Garrett was like, oh, you know, we're just going to try to stack day on day. And I think that robs the young men of the passion and the emotion of winning and losing. Like, you want the losing to hurt. And Jimmy knew that.
Yeah.
You know, when the losing hurts, it makes you work harder. And Garrett was almost like, you know, just be a football robot and try to have more good days. And it's like, what? You know, I want the fact that they haven't won to make them so hungry that they're going to work harder. Right.
Yes.
And like, Jason Garrett wanted to be above that or something, or thought there was an advantage to denying the existence.
Do you think that's hard to do now that the way that teams flip the rosters?
No,
the hurt of losing is lost because the players that felt the losing are no longer
thing that,
here.
The only thing that hates that hurts that fear or that pain is when an organization develops a culture that we've already all made it because we're rich playing for the Cowboys. That's what sweeps the legs out from under that motivational technique that coaches can use. You know, when everybody gets the feeling of, wow, why am I making my football life so painful? I should be enjoying this. And that's what I think has the Cowboys hypnotized up there quite a bit. Okay, Rangers are back in action tonight, and they're visiting the Rays. The pregame's coming up at 6:00. Are they going to stay hot, Woolchuck? We didn't get a chance to hear from you yesterday.
I'm hoping so, man. It was beautiful to see what Marcus Semien was able to do on Friday night, and then, you know, circling back on Sunday. So I'm hopeful. It'll be interesting in this ballpark. We'll have Smitty on at 3:20. He should know that park pretty well, having come up in that Yankees organization. So maybe he ends up, you know, getting a boost from that. Maybe we see him go yard. It's that G-bag bump.
When do you think we'll know about Adolis Garcia in or out of the lineup? We haven't heard anything yet.
Not yet. I mean, it could be like an hour or so. I think usually by like 3:30, we should have this thing out.
Okay. We are very confident now that Evaldi's going to be back after Broadus freaking grilled CY yesterday. You can get the entire interview at 105throughthefan.com. Were you satisfied with that answer? You think Evaldi's good?
I wish I would have asked the question better and more clear and concise. I felt like I kind of stammered around a little bit.
That was pretty concise for you.
But yeah, for me it was. But
I thought you did a great job.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. I just like, listen, why as a Ranger fan should we feel good anytime you tell us about an injury? If you tell us everything's okay, do we really need to believe it's okay? You know, and there's a lot of times where they tell us it's okay, and then dude ends up on the 15-day the list.
So they said might not have to miss a start, might not get pushed back any days, and then 15-day DL or IL, my bad. Yeah. But I think the way that CY answered that yesterday, I don't think Evaldi's at risk of being Tommy John, man.
Yeah.
I think we went on a horrible run of Tommy Johns from like Yu Darvish to Jacob deGrom, and every time there was discomfort, it was a Tommy John, but that's not normal.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we've also, like I said, it's the whole thing with spores and others that you're like,
you're right.
Should be right. But I appreciate him answering the question. He didn't duck it or he didn't call me out or anything like that.
Well, maybe he'll think about evolving it. I think they try to lean toward protecting the player and the player's privacy and not getting people panicked and all that. But I think those are moments where fans would definitely love it if you felt like you could trust leadership more.
I feel like to me there's been some coaches, managers, whatever, I think with Bochy, when it came to Seager's hamstring injury and on with Kevin and Corey in the mid days there, he kind of said this might be long term. You know, he didn't try and say, oh, we'll have him back in a few days.
Could be 3 weeks.
No, he made it sound like, we've missed a lot of games with him before. You know, so I appreciate that part of it.
Okay, so reports are saying some of the stars are like bummed about how DeBoer handled things, and I'm sure we'll get into that hockey note throughout the day. But coming up next is Wolchuk's top 10 after we get the G-Bag of the Day championship replay. Wolchuk, where are you taking us?
It's happy National Egg Day. I mean, who doesn't love eggs, right?
Thanks. Same to you.
Top 10 ways that you like to eat your eggs, and is this condiment allowed on an egg? That's next.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation on the Fan. We're hearing Micah Parsons up at the start today, going to be there next week for mandatory mini camp. Some good things happen with your Cowboys, and we'll get to the G-Bag of the Day champion replay here coming up in just a second, and then get to Wolchuk's top 10 But I know Brian's getting a lot of info flowing in. Yeah. Krusty's Corner's coming up at 3:40. This segment's brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car, truck, wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. Sound like you wanted to jump in there and tease something for your corner, Brian. Or
yeah, I mean, Bobby and I were just talking during the break. He's got a lot of good things. No CeeDee Lamb today practicing. So, and then they were doing some stuff with the safeties, kind of rotating some guys because Hooker was off the field. So, you know, just like I say, at 3:40 today, we'll have a full update. I'll go through all the guys and gals, their observations and stuff. Maybe we can talk about it a little bit, see what happens.
Looking forward to that at 3:40. The C-Note, Cowboys news of the evening in just 1 hour from now as well. It's time to go into the Pimp Cup. Here's Lucius with your champion.
Just throw it down swinging and get the number one with the bullet. Copy and pull it. I don't know what he's saying, but they're jamming, bro. He's slamming, bro. And going down, 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 down.
That song was hot, dude.
Come on, be jamming. Number one with the bullet. I love that joint. Cock it and pull it. G-Back the day. We do it every weekday on the Fan at 5:30. We do the replay here at 2:30 of the champion. I believe, what is this, day three or day four for the Texas Rangers radio broadcast.
Yeah, looking for four.
Looking for four here on the Fan. Texas Rangers radio broadcast. My man Matt Hicks lost it in the lights.
Lefty to lefty, and here's the 1-1. Swing and a miss. Slider again. And did I miss a pitch? He just struck him out. I guess that the second pitch was a strike. Why did I mark it as a ball? You know, I'm having a tough day, Eric.
The sun is a little rough.
Yeah, it is.
Not the toughest of days for Rangers play-by-play men, but duly noted, Matt. Ooh. Appreciate your sense of humor about
it. The sun is a little rough.
Yeah, it is.
See if he can make it. Were they indoor?
Yeah. Roof was closed.
I was thinking it might have been a night game. To see if he could make it four in pursuit of five. Tune in 3 hours from now, 3 hours, 5 minutes. Every night at that time, we deliver the G-Bag of the Day championship where they face challengers, and we'll vote to see if they're still the champ. Here's Wolchuk with the top 10. Zach with an H. We'll debate.
877-881-1053. How do you like your eggs? And is ketchup an acceptable condiment to go on top of your eggs? I have been asking around about some Stars news. Don't think anything's happening this year with Pete DeBoer. Contracts up. He's got one more year left.
Yeah.
Losing is toxic, dude. Take it from me. Even a great coach can get blamed when you're not winning enough.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I would say youth coaches, just set your team up to steamroll the other teams so your parents can pretend all of their kids are stars instead of actually trying to develop them to play against the best players.
That's a man.
It's not about the process, Dawson. No. It's about the damn results.
Yep. It's a result.
You either win or you lose.
Yep.
And if you ain't first, you're last. And the Stars are last right now. But I guess a name to watch for the future would be Neil Graham, who is their head coach of the Texas Stars, who are in the championship right now. That's a guy they could possibly look to move up as an assistant. And then depending on what happens next year, maybe it is finally the year that Pete DeBoer breaks through. But if they don't end up having the success that they want, maybe then you let Pete go and they'll look around at other options. But in-house, I think Neil Graham could be a potential candidate as a future head coach just to look into there. But I don't think anything's going to happen as of right now with Pete DeBoer moving on with your Dallas Stars.
Well, I mean, Jim and Gags are probably like, come on in here, Pete. Listen, we know these players are a bunch of whiny B-words. They couldn't score. They went down 2-0 in the first 7 minutes. The high danger chances were so hot. Otter had to, go down 2-0. He wasn't saving them pucks. And maybe you did. Maybe you did blink a little bit, right? But we're fine, you know? We know you were in a no-win situation. We personally cannot believe these players are gossiping that you were the problem after they were down 3-1 and 2-0. This is unbelievable, Pete. We got your back.
Bunch of jabronis.
That's how you do it right there.
Yeah.
We got you, Petey.
You tell me. Who said it? Who said it? He's gone. We got to make some trades anyway.
He's gone.
Hopefully he's a forward. We're going to move him for a defenseman.
We'll see.
Carter, you know I'm right. I see you talking behind my back
lot,
in there.
A lot of Jason Robertson buzz going around right now.
He's saying that the song crazy. Goes, it's going downtown in a merry-go-round. Yeah, that's what we're talking about. Sorry.
Getting a lot of...
I thought it was a passionate hockey take. It was.
It was a very passionate hockey take.
A lot of a loaded guy complex.
But the song is interesting right now. This song, I think we're trying to kind of figure
that
out.
No, the text is on fire about this song. And
yeah, it's a great song.
What's the title of the song?
Loaded God Complex. No?
Sugar, yeah. We're going down swinging?
Loaded God Complex swinging? Well, that's really tough, man.
Yeah. It's the Loaded God Complex cock it and pull it, I believe.
Nice.
There's a lot going on, bro.
There is a lot going on there.
Some deep lyrics.
What is the song? What is it called? Does it have a name?
Loaded Complex.
No, I don't know. I forget what it's called. I don't even remember what the song is.
The answer's right here.
What
hold on.
What the hell are we doing here, boys?
I think it's Sugar, We're Going Down.
Well, that's not it anymore. It's on a rotator, so now I got evidence is coming up. Yeah. Bring me back to life. Can't wake up.
All right.
Save me. I'm sorry, bro. I'm going to turn good. My mic off.
No, you're on fire, bro. You're on fire. Lean in.
Ketchup on the eggs.
Yes.
I'm pro ketchup on the eggs. Apparently, this was a big debate that I saw a couple weeks ago.
Mark B on the Scantron for false.
You nailed it, Wolchuk. Sugar, We're Going Down.
Thank you.
By Fall Out Boy.
Thank you.
Sugar, We're Going Down?
Yeah.
I felt pretty confident about that one. I think it was a big Madden hit back when Madden was in its glory days.
Absolutely, dude.
I'm pretty confident out of the six of us, Carter is most likely to have been emo.
Yeah.
Followed closely by Wolchuk.
I didn't have an emo phase.
No emo phase?
No.
You didn't get dark on us?
No, I did not. I didn't have, I didn't go through my Sith phase.
Really?
No, not really.
Hmm.
Had a couple friends that went a little emo.
Yeah.
Well, we all did,
right?
Ketchup on the eggs. We got three things going at once right now. We got the God Complex song. We got stars. We got ketchup.
We're mixing it all in.
Maybe a fancy spicy ketchup. Maybe a sriracha ketchup. Just the regular ketchup.
Why not just put hot sauce on there, bro?
No, your egg takes are very bizarre, bro.
Not true at all. I watch more videos on how to make scrambled eggs than you'll ever understand.
You eat scrambled eggs?
I make them.
Make scrambled eggs too?
French. I try and do them like with a spatula, the French way. Move them low heat. Yeah. Take them on and off.
Yeah, it's Gordon Ramsay style. That's how I do it.
You won't eat the hard boil.
This is from Under the Cork Tree. This Fall Out Boy song. I'm learning.
Okay,
tell the song
from Under the Cork Tree.
Whenever I heard this general tone of music in this era, I would hit the button as quickly as possible. So I might have missed out on some gems like this one.
Yeah. You probably did.
Yeah. This is one of the good
ones.
It's
like your hate for Blink-182.
You know, I think the ketchup is nice. Like, Whataburger changed me on this. The taquitos. Mm. If you have a taquito situation,
bro,
and there's eggs
and you're
in there.
Dipping that, you're dipping that into the spicy
ketchup.
They ask
you if you like hot sauce. They ask you.
Right.
They say, hey, would you like some hot sauce? And in a drunken stare, you go, sure.
Picante.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
You mean salsa?
Whatever.
Yeah, that's what I'm
picante.
That's what I'm usually going for.
They ask you something other than ketchup.
But
right?
You'll never see me with a plate of scrambled eggs and putting ketchup on. You might find me putting mustard on.
I think that's the only ones you can put ketchup on is scrambled eggs.
Yes.
Yeah, but I think that is the only thing type of eggs you can put ketchup on is scrambled eggs in a rush if you got hash browns nearby.
Right. See, like
that's how it happened. The hash brown, put the ketchup on, you have a little drippage that end up mixing with the eggs, and I'm like, you know what? This combo ain't half bad. Now the mustard, bro, no, thank you. On eggs?
Yeah.
No.
I know, Listen, my hand's raised. I know I'm diabolical with the mustard.
You just love the mustard so much. Hot sauce, of course, I'm in on this. But I don't get the hatred if you get a little ketchup on your egg.
I would prefer some butter, some jelly, you know. I think as I'm making a breakfast sandwich, I really don't need anything but a little bit of butter, maybe a little bit of jelly.
I'm here for that. Yeah. I'm 100%
some honey.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Drizzle some honey on your scrambled eggs, dude.
Nah, I've had honey on there with some peanut butter as well on my eggs. It's real good when I'm trying to protein pack.
I've never done peanut butter.
No, it's really good.
I ran out of honey the other day, and so I was like, bleep it. I'm just going with the syrup, dude. I should douse some syrup on those eggs.
A little syrup. Yeah. A little sweet little tang. Here are the top 10 ways to eat the eggs on the National Egg Day. And I don't really think there's a bad way to eat your eggs.
Fourth and eight.
Delicious.
Deviled is the best.
Oh, jeez.
I've come out on the deviled.
And I had an omelet today after the gym. How about that? I've been eating eggs all day.
You're crushing it.
And the second best way is that fried over easy.
Okay. Oh, my gosh. All in the top 10.
Drippy runny.
All in the top 7.
Every way you got to sop it up with something.
Yeah.
Oh, fam, come on, bro.
A little sop.
I will literally lick my plate. I will lick that yolk off that plate.
I've seen you do that a few times.
Yeah, you have. Let me
get it to your plate that one time.
It's
kind of weird, but
Let me pull back the curtain on my Sunday mornings real quick. What do you guys think of like a runny scrambled egg? Is that good to you?
See, like runny? Runny's probably an overstatement on how I like the scramble, but I like a good fluff. I don't want it to be super fluffy. You know, I don't want it to be like all
airy.
Firm. Yeah. I don't want it to be firm. I don't want it to be like seared in some weird way.
I think Dawson is describing a slimy, sloppy egg.
Yes, I am. A runny scramble sounds a bit off-putting.
Yeah, and that's how she likes them.
Yeah.
She's like, I'm making the eggs. I'm like, okay.
See, my wife doesn't like it when I make them either because she wants them like really well done, sort of cooked all the way. And I'm like, I like that Gordon Ramsay. You're stirring it. It's on low.
Yeah, the fluffy.
Stirring it, and they just get so fluffy.
That's the way.
And they just sort of melt.
On and off heat, using the spatula, move them, keep them moving.
Absolutely. Yeah. Let the eggs work. Let them work.
That's what he always says. Let them work.
I like a really thin omelet that's wrapping the cheese and the meat.
Oh,
you know,
so
I just like the thin layer of egg.
Well, that's hard to do with, if you, the more center filling you have, the thinner it is, the tougher it is to kind of make sure that, like you could do it with like a single layer of cheese, but when you start to put meats and stuff in that, don't you want like a thicker omelet to kind of hold it all in there together?
I don't know. I like a thinner hamburger patty. I like a thinner egg, you know.
He loves
The thinner one to me would be almost like what they call the French omelet, where it's like it's very, very thin, but not a lot. You don't put meat in. It's a little bit of just cheese. That's it.
Cheese.
Yeah, it's just one egg in a pan about that big around, like the 8-inch pan.
One egg?
One egg.
Wow.
Yeah.
One egg.
That is a small.
Three egg minimum.
Yes.
What have you guys seen like the, I think it's like the Japanese way of doing these eggs.
Yeah,
I've been
fascinated.
Have you seen with those, dude.
And they're popping them in the woks.
Yeah, them in the woks. Or they like get this omelet looking thing, but then they put it over rice and then they like bust it open and it's like all actually scrambled in there.
Well, the Japanese 7-Elevens, apparently they're incredible, and they do the egg sandwiches there, and they just look like the airiest, fluffiest eggs you've ever seen in your life.
We got to go to Japan and just eat, dude.
G-Bag Nation
takes
a fun trip.
I think the prices are really low there. Like, you can go crush for a pretty small number.
Be amazing.
Getting, like, really legit sushi out of the gas station.
Japan food prices are low?
Yeah.
I know they've had like the opposite of inflation for a long time.
Yeah, bro.
You know? In Japan?
There we go.
They're going to wash us.
You're cleaning up and it's like $5. You're full.
So Brian's favorite.
They've been waiting. They're playing the long game, aren't they, Lucius?
They are. The hard boiled comes in as honorable mention.
Honorable mention to the hard boiled?
And it shouldn't be on the damn list.
That's a freaking Mount Rushmore.
Lucius is not always wrong.
I'm a big hard boiled egg fan.
Hard boiled and deviled, bro. Them right there.
Yeah.
It's my babies.
When you make those things, you're not caring about the people you're cooking for.
I disagree. They're healthy and good.
It's usually some ant that you don't like.
Oh, it's the one I love. Got the fat on the elbows. I got some hard-boiled eggs in there and some deviled eggs in there for you, baby. I'll put them to the side because I know you're going to run late.
She probably forgot the paprika on them.
Yeah. Egg drop soup, other honorable mention.
Oh, okay.
It's pretty good.
All right.
So not bad,
We're dishing this thing up.
We got poached eggs coming in at 10.
Poached over hard-boiled is
poached,
Johnny.
Yeah, maybe we got some fancy voters here. The egg fried rice at 9.
Egg fried rice is
fantastic.
Excellent.
That's really fantastic.
That is very good.
Eight
it puts some protein in that, by the way, too.
Yeah, put some, you know,
I thought that was just a name until I actually had the egg fried rice, and I was like,
oh no.
Y'all smoked the game with this one.
You did. Delightful. You got the Eggs Benny coming in at 8.
Eggs Benedict.
Really?
Pass.
I can make the sauce. Yeah.
You don't like the Eggs Benny?
I'll eat it, but it doesn't fire me up, you know?
Okay.
Yeah, because you actually have to, like, kind of eat it the right way and not, like, just...
Is it the hollandaise sauce?
It's just the way he... Like, I saw him just, like, destroy two Whataburgers here just a minute ago.
Yeah.
Like, he took the meat out of one to add to his own.
I wanted a quad patty.
Yeah. He just said, oh, I'm going to be selfish man today and just take all the patties today.
I was last at the table.
Yeah, I don't know about that, bro.
7, we got the deviled eggs.
Yeah, it's my baby right there.
Yeah, I'm coming on board now, Lucius. I used to like flick all the stuff out and just eat the egg white. Now I'm like, no need to flick it.
There's a restaurant that is specializing in just deviled eggs now.
Yeah.
Really? Just like, doing crazy things with deviled eggs.
And they're going out of business
it's very popular, Brian.
You flicked out the devil part and just ate the egg?
Yeah
just egg.
Yeah, I would have 100% told on you behind your back. 100% snitched on you.
Come try our angel eggs.
Do not let him have any know what he's doing?
Scooping him in the trash, bro. Crushing him.
Egg salad.
Mom.
Mom.
Just your traditional egg salad at 6. We've got the frittatas at 5.
What's the frittata?
The frittata.
Oh, that's like an omelet, but in a pan.
It's like puff.
It's baked.
Yeah.
Yeah, baked. Patata, yeah.
The fried egg is four.
These eggs are awful.
Love you, baby. That's no faking. You'll be fried eggs and I'll be bacon.
Omelet at number three.
Omelets are good.
Yeah. Breakfast tacos at two.
Should be one.
Scrambled comes in at number one. It's most popular.
That's the go-to.
Scrambled. Yeah, I think it is too.
Put some ketchup on it.
And it's hard to mess it up. Ketchup's good.
Well, it can happen. It can happen real fast too. You don't know what you're doing on a scrambled joint?
Oh,
if you don't put like some water in it or something like that, you'd be like, man, what happened to that egg just put on this?
Keep them moving.
Bad. When it gets all stuck on the pan.
Take them off and on the heat. Keep them moving.
You don't know the levels of the heat?
Yeah.
I heard my grandmother cooking some eggs one time and it said,
No.
Not a sound you want to hear in an egg
we
cooking.
We got to go to Denny's.
All right, kids, get dressed.
Grand slam. That's it.
Burn the eggs.
Thank you, Woolchuck.
Yep.
Chief, what's next? Sports Hodgepodge, perhaps the greatest prank of all.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Done. Thank you, Lucius. It's the G-Back Nation here on the Fan. We'll talk more Stars here with you coming up at 3 o'clock. The big storyline out there right now around the coach. And we'll also talk about things they could do to free up cap space to improve the team. That's coming up at 3. We'll take a look at Rangers and Cowboys stories as well. We're just an hour from Krusty's Corner right now. And the OTA news is starting to flow in. So we've already heard from Shoddy. We'll get some player stuff. And it's going to be really fun here all the way up until the 6 o'clock pregame here tonight with your Rangers in Tampa. Here's the Chief.
Friendly reminder, this Thursday, the G-Bag Nation, we will be broadcasting live from Tolbert Garage Door in Mesquite, 3916 I-30 Frontage Road. It's going to be a full-blown Tolo Summer Bash. This is going to be awesome. You can pick up a one-of-a-kind G-Bag Nation tumbler as well. These things are gorgeous.
Oh,
yes.
Let's go.
You got to keep that coffee piping hot.
Yeah, yeah, that's a very hot item right now. It's going to be interesting to see how many actually make them into Tolo's hands and how many are going to get snatched up by all the Tolos around here.
Yeah, yeah, you know? That's true. They're quite a commodity right now. Everybody's like, how can I get one? Well, show up.
They are good. The one that we had, I did take home.
Just make sure you get out to Mesquite.
Yeah.
Bounce house for the kids, food trucks, local vendors on site, G-Bag Nation 2 to 6 in Mesquite. Tolbert Garage Door on Thursday.
There's got to be a food truck challenge we can do.
Oh, can your food truck item beat Orange Magic Wings?
That's a good one.
Would be an interesting challenge.
Yeah,
that could be a heavyweight bout.
Yeah, I mean,
cook-off? G-bag cook-off?
I got to tell you what, I know the recipe's been good for a long time, but it's better than ever.
Yeah.
The ones I made the
you
other night.
You figured out with the Frank's hot sauce, have you? And some, what else did you add to it?
It's the finish. It yeah. really is. Yeah. It's adding the sauce and the syrup again late yeah, before
late,
you grill them.
Late, oh, yeah.
You got it down.
Well, yeah, I'm excited about that. If you want to bring some Orange Magic, and we'll get, I'm sure one of those food truck guys are going to be down to get competitive. Why
you know,
wouldn't
the,
they be?
The thing that we always have to worry about is because when we do food, like, we can't do it for the Tolos because of the, like, if somebody
gets, of course
gets,
we wouldn't laws. Do that, Brian.
If somebody gets sick, I've always wanted to do a crawfish.
Of course,
boil.
I would never bring my own tray of Orange Magic wings just for me and Eric to eat. And
yeah.
then if somebody wanted to grab one, I
yeah,
guess.
Yeah, I
be
think
okay.
I you know, if somebody guy. Wanted to grab one, I would probably, you know, I don't know. I mean, I'm trying to grab a few myself. But yeah, I've always wanted to do like a crawfish boil. And it's just because you can't do those things nowadays. Because if somebody gets sick, they could sue you for it.
Those
you know?
Bugs are muddy, man.
But well, I'm definitely bringing all those Orange Magic wings for myself then.
Okay.
Thursday. Well, perfect.
Then, yeah. Bring some. Yeah.
None
great.
For you.
Mesquite,
definitely.
Tolbert Garage Door, G-Bag Nation Collision Course. I'm excited. Did you guys see Travis Hunter highlight today?
Did
you see the Travis Hunter highlight today? He's playing corner in this particular clip. He just a deep ball down the sideline, reaches out with the right hand, tips the ball. Next thing you know, as he's falling down, the tip goes into both hands. Interception.
Yep.
That's a highlight reel play. That's it one. Is. That's a Sports Center top 10, probably top 5 on any given week, number 1 play if that happens in a real game. Regulation.
I think he should focus on corner.
You definitely don't think he should. You shouldn't be risking him, right, with the ball in his hands.
Apparently not.
Yeah, you got to be careful.
You don't want him to get hurt.
You got to treat him with a little bit of cowardice.
I don't want him to get hurt, but I think he's a better wide receiver.
Well, he showed off the wide receiver skills on the play. Yeah. The ball skills are through
his
the
hands
roof.
Are just unbelievable.
But it's just like the first NFL highlight moment that we get from Travis Hunter. And
first of many.
Yeah, first of many, we hope. Absolutely.
So this is a bobble. I'm staying focused while falling and then securing the practice.
No, this is a like bat the ball reaching
a PBU.
Out. Yeah, yeah, PBU that as you're falling turns into an INT, turns into SC top 10. That's what it does. That's what it's doing. Okay, so you guys remember the Australian fighter guy?
Yes.
That we addressed last week.
Yeah.
Who's going around on Instagram and he's just boxing followers until
no
he gets KO'd.
No skills, but jaws of steel.
That's right.
Pause.
And he's willing to throw.
Yeah, at all times.
Just wild haymakers, but he leaves himself wide open. Well, I mean, he's like traveling around now. He's not even just doing this in Australia. Like, you can see him fighting in front of the Eiffel Tower, pulling up to London Square and throwing hands with dudes. Well, now it is starting to pick up some traction. Guess who wants to get in on this?
Crap.
Cobra Tate, a.k.a. Andrew Tate.
Oh, of course.
A.k.a.
Top G.
Top G. Cigar-smoking, alpha male, toxic.
Gosh.
In kickboxing shorts with no underwear on. He's wild.
Isn't he dealing with like some human trafficking stuff still?
Every damn country he goes to.
I mean, come on.
He can't stay away from it.
What's going on?
He says, I'll end his reign is what he says on Twitter. So I'm like, okay, I'm waiting for this one now. Now I'm fired up. This thing has some legs. He's like 17, 18 videos in of fighting people, and they're fun, entertaining fights. We'll see. I don't know if Andrew Tate, I don't know what like his skill set is necessarily from a fighting standpoint, but we know that his toxic masculinity could probably get him to win quite a few combat bouts. Now, we got the Whataburger Pico de Gallo. Shout out to him. 75th anniversary for Whataburger, bro.
Congrats.
75 years of being the best in the business. The Pico de Gallo burger, through the roof, fantastic.
Kicking
been some
ass,
years since
names.
We got to try that. I had to go ahead and double up on it. Really, really impressive. But that's why I waited around.
Yeah,
I was really hoping everybody, to get that other patty. Everybody take turns.
No, does anybody
picking your burger?
Oh,
if you're
going
to leave three burgers left over, two of them
me.
Are going to be mine.
Don't mind me. Everybody who hadn't eaten yet, you know,
it's really going
to
take
in
it
the
to
building.
Go.
He just walked in there, grabbed two. I'm thinking this ought to be pretty impressive. And he just took one, discarded the bun, just slapped the other two patties on that thing, and then he made him like, I just made the perfect sandwich.
I gave him mine. If that shoots him some bail.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, Lucius, he was, I mean, still sweaty from leg day.
I sure am.
But like, yeah. He's like, I can't waste the workout I just did. So he was a good friend. He gave me his burger. There it is.
It's all gravy.
I did love how you wrapped up that single bun.
He did.
Took off and then put
it back in there. Yeah.
As it looks like it's a full on hamburger, and maybe somebody else will take that.
I think I encouraged him to do it.
Yeah, somebody will be excited to get buns with pico de gallo on
there.
Got
buns, hon.
But we also have like a wrap wars going on right now in the fast food industry. You got McDonald's bringing back the snack wrap. You got Popeyes unveiling a chicken wrap. Yeah. So now we're having a big time chicken wrap off right now. It's getting a little testy on Twitter.
Popeyes with a chicken wrap?
Yeah.
So it's a chicken strip with what is that, some red beans and rice beans in that joint?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, they're going to win.
That's how I'm picturing it right
there. Your chicken strips are fire.
Yeah, they're really good. Okay, you guys ready for a surprise?
Yeah.
Lucius, let's do it.
Woohoo.
Here go the ratings.
Oh, I hate when they do this.
That's 340.
That Chia follow, all he does is talk about poop. Ha!
Well, let somebody else talk about poop. I would say this is the greatest prank that's ever been executed in human history.
Sure it is.
You guys.
Somebody pooped on themselves.
No, even better than
they peed on themselves,
Brian.
They
pooped in their hand and threw it on somebody.
Tell me if you know of a better prank than what this guy is unveiling.
Oh, we're at the Commander's Stadium.
This is the victim of the prank. Here he is in 60 seconds giving you the details.
2 years ago, my buddy Jack wrote on a porta potty in permanent marker, "Send me pictures of your poop.
Oh.
I want to see it." And then my cell phone number.
No.
And that week went as you imagined. I'd say 6 or 7 pics a morning of just, I mean, this is blue collar construction worker. So this isn't like a nice capsule. This is more of an explosion. Taco Bell, Taqueritos. You know, it's not not a lot of fiber in the construction worker diet. That went on for about a month or so of just constant pictures, which again, hilarious, but you can only block one number. That's the thing. So every morning it's unstoppable because you're getting texts from different numbers. You can't stop it unless you find the porta potty and erase it or something. It's unbelievable. 2 years later, I get a text this morning, picture of a fresh deuce.
2 years.
Beautiful work, to be honest. But this is an unstoppable, this will last a lifetime. This is an unstoppable prank. It's honestly genius. I got to respect it.
I mean, is that not one of the most, I mean, it's harmless in nature, but it'll stand the test of time. You're going to have to change your number.
Yeah.
You're going to have to get a new identity, or you're going to have to accept the fact that on any given moment, you got grumper shots right there on your phone.
That's hilarious, Chief. I think my favorite part is that this is specifically in your algorithm.
Sure. Yeah.
So I'm just imagining all the different kinds.
That's a tremendous prank.
Bookmarking crab left and right. Yeah.
The next time I go to a racetrack, like I'm in one of the porta potty areas, I'm doing this to Eric.
Oh.
I'm absolutely doing this. Nobody appreciates this more than you. So you should.
This is a tremendous prank.
It's one of the greatest pranks I've ever heard of, and I look forward to executing it myself. I mean, I used to do this on campus when they were doing like, "Hey, you get a free T-shirt if you give us your email, and then we can recruit you for some bull crap." And I would give my brother's email and my brother's cell phone. He's like, "Dude, what the hell? I keep getting calls saying, is this Eric?"
Yeah,
definitely not me. But I got the free tee.
There he is, Eric Chiafalo. Thank you so much. It's the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan.
Have you ever seen a porta potty that had like the underwears in it?
You're like, damn, somebody had a bad day, bro.
Just discarded them.
Just abort that mission.
Yeah.
The concert just started, bro.
Looks like we're free balling tonight.
Free balling at Freebird.
Like me playing golf.
What can the Stars do to free up some cash? And who's playing tonight? Do we know if Dolly's back? We'll do that and more coming up next here. It's the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.